As people prepare for college, a cloud often looms over their decisions, the cost. The Institute for Higher Education Policy finds that 70% of colleges and universities are unaffordable for lower-income and middle-income students. That's if they don't take out a student loan. Shannon McGraw is a student at Georgia State University. Her debt is around $20,000, and it's likely to go even higher. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
And we are also joined by Emma Folks. She's a certified financial planner at Greenwood Wealth Management in Atlanta. She is here. Hi, Emma.
Hello.
Hello. All right. Well, let's start with you, Shannon. From what I understand, your college debt is around $20,000. Take us through how that debt was accumulated.
Well, right off the bat, I knew I'd have to take debt on. I didn't have the money to go to college, and I was really wanting to. I had dropped out before while I was still living with my mom, and I knew that this was something I needed to do with my life. But I also knew that, like, working as a barista and a waitress, that it was just not going to cover it. So I applied, and I applied through FAFSA to go ahead and take out student loans. And I took the full amount they would give me for the first year, including the unsubsidized loans. And so that was my biggest mistake. I haven't done that since, but that's how I got started, basically.
Yeah. And are you still accumulating debt?
Yeah, especially with the unsubsidized loans. It'll compound interest and just keeps adding and adding and adding to it. So that's going to hinder me a little bit. The rest of it's been subsidized, so then the interest won't start until after I graduate.
Okay, and when are you graduating?
2020, fingers crossed.
All right. Hey. So, Emma, what are some of the mistakes that students and parents of those students often make when students go into debt?
Well, one of them, just like Shannon said, is parents sometimes don't understand the differences in the different types of loans, unsubsidized versus subsidized. Mm-hmm. Teach that to your kids so that they understand when the loan start accruing interest, and then explain interest to your kids. Explain it to yourself. Make sure you understand the difference between a fixed rate interest and variable interest. Another mistake that I think a lot of parents make with their kids is not guiding them to a major that is going to afford them the life that they want to live once they graduate and be able to afford their student loan. So I always suggest people go back to that old Cosby Show episode where, you know, Bill was sitting there with Theo and playing with the Monopoly money. I think that it's very important that you do things like that. And then I think parents also make the mistake of not having a realistic view of saving for college.
Oh, just even beginning that process.
Just beginning the process, I think, you know, we're a very immediate gratification society. And so if you have a choice between buying your child a pair of shoes, instead of buying them a $150 pair of Jordans, why don't you buy them a $50 pair of tennis shoes and put $50 towards their college fund? Ask family members, in lieu of gifts, can you help contribute to the college fund? Because, you know, my son graduated from college. It was during the recession. It was tough. You know, when you get that tuition bill, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah. How long does it take a student to pay back their student loans?
You know, I'm going to say I don't know. And the reason why I'm going to say that is because, you know, the federal government will work with you to kind of make things work with your salary and things like that. The one thing I want people to know, because back in the day, a lot of people would accumulate a lot of debt and then say, well, I'm never going to pay this off. And they would almost default. And the thing people need to understand is, number one, the IRS will garnish your wages. Mm-hmm. If you retire and when you start receiving Social Security, your Social Security will be garnished. And when you pass away, the government will take that money from your estate. So the government will be getting their money back. Mm-hmm. So it could take you for the rest of your life, but they will get their money back.
Wow. Okay. So should students be taking out loans and going into debt for this?
You know, that's a tough question. I say yes, you know, if you want to advance yourself, but there's different ways of doing it. I think we need to think, like, you know, Shannon was talking about, maybe you go to a 2-year college at first, and then you go on, you transfer to a 4-year school. Maybe consider the military. You know, we've stopped looking at the military as an option, but whether it's full time or if it's as a reservist, but they're going to help you pay for college. And then when you get out, there are some workplace benefits now that kids need to be aware of, where they will help you with student loan repayment assistance. It'll still count as income, but at least you'll have that help of paying your student loan back. So if you have a lot of debt, you need to hook up with a company that's going to help you pay that debt off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Education-focused publication The Hechinger Report said earlier this year that college students around the country have trouble accessing food and worry about where their next meal is coming from. I know I've done reporting on this as well, which included a visit to a food pantry on a college campus, which was so shocking to me. Shannon, is this true for you?
No, I still work and get by and do okay. Mm-hmm.
But do you know students like that where it's really tough?
Yeah, I've run into students in other classes and stuff where it's just like, I'm going to have a snack and call it a night and that's going to be it, you know, and like, I sympathize with that. Like, it's hard. And it's like for, you know, and even for me, even if I do have the food, sometimes you're just too exhausted to even want to make it for yourself. Like, you know, I'm going to eat a Kind bar and go to bed.
Dinner.
Yeah.
23-year-old Anthony DeCandia spoke to CBS News recently, and he had this to say about college debt.
Obviously, I love my family, I love the free food, and I love my dog, but I'm just ready to move on and live on my own. And it's just tough because with these loans and all these debts that us millennials have, we can't.
Now, Anthony obviously lives at home because of his student debt. And I'm wondering, Shannon, wouldn't it be easier for you if you were perhaps living at home and not paying rent? And
it probably would be, but I've missed that chance. Home is about 400 miles away in Indiana, so I have to pay my rent and stuff like that. And that's something that I also use my loans for. It's because even though I do work about 3-4 days a week, it's minimum wage. And so it won't cover everything. And so I use it to pay my rent predominantly and to cover school like during the summer and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Shannon McGraw, student. She's a student at Georgia State University, and Emma Folks, a certified financial planner at Greenwood Wealth Management. Emma, Harold Pollack is the co-author of The Index Card, Why Personal Finance Doesn't Have to Be Complicated. He had this to say about student loans during an interview with Time.com.
One of the most important things you need to do if you have college debt is think carefully before you refinance it. And never mix federal student loans with any private loan, because the federal loans offer you a number of options and protections that you would lose if you consolidate your loans with private loans.
So what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, yes, and more yeses. One of the things that people need to understand is when you do consolidate, or if you consolidate your federal loans outside to the private sector, if you're married and you pass away, your spouse is responsible for that debt.
Hmm.
Yes, your spouse is responsible for that debt. And then you may also lose some of the taxation benefits of writing off some of that interest. So, yes, you need to keep the two separate. Never shall they meet.
Shannon, did your parents have a savings plan for you to go to college?
No, they did not.
Okay, that just was not a part.
It wasn't a part of it, no. I think, you know, it was talked about a little bit, but it was mostly you might take out loans. We'll probably get you scholarships kind of thing like that. But savings wasn't really on the table. I came from a single mother home. And so it was...
paycheck to paycheck.
Paycheck to paycheck.
Right?
Thank you.
Right?
Yes,
just kind of living, you know, in the moment, taking care of the immediate needs.
Yeah. Yeah. Covering the cost of the house, you know, and me wanting my $100 sneakers at the times. And it's hard to say no. Sometimes. But.
Yeah. So before you started college, you knew you wanted to do that. Were you aware that there would be debt? Some debt?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much a common thing now. I feel like most people know that if you're going to school, like you're going to be taking on debt. Like that's not kind of an option. It's very seldomly rare that I hear somebody that has small amounts of debt or has it paid off like very quickly. Most people that I know are like me going to be dealing with this for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Have you thought about what might be the best case scenario for you when it comes to managing your debt?
Trying to pay the minimum that I can while I'm getting on my feet. I haven't used all of it, so a lot of it is still reserved for me in like a savings account, and so I'll be slowly giving the government back their money until I can start paying it myself, basically.
Is that a good idea?
I like it.
Yeah.
My son's college roommate, he has picked up several extra jobs because he doesn't want the debt. And I've even changed my philosophies on what happens with kids after they graduate in regards to student loan debt. I don't think they should. If I could do it all over again, I wouldn't have let my son move out so soon. I would have asked him to stay at home and monitored how he was saving, but making sure he was really, you know, taking some big chunks out of that student loan debt. It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. When you first go into student loan debt, not only do I think, I know for me, I didn't know anything hardly about it, but I thought, when I get out of college, I'm going to get a great job, knowing good and well I was interested in public radio. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of money. Sorry, public radio, no. But it's not, you know, this is not, the money isn't as grand as I would have liked. So I want to know, what if students don't get that high paying job after they graduate?
Well, there's other things to do. I mean, there's always other ways of making money. You can have your 9-to-5 job, but you have to be creative. I mean, we're so fortunate to have this cool thing called the internet. And, you know, these smart devices that you can consult, you know, they have different, you know, if you have talents in different things.
Do those things.
Figure out how, exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. We have been talking with Emma Folks, a certified financial planner at Greenwood Wealth Management. And we've been talking with Georgia State University student Shannon McGraw. Thank you both.
It's good to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.